The Hollywood Reporter has got David Chase, and they're finally going to say, because he kind of let it slip what happened at the end of The Sopranos.
Right. So he always said that the end of The Sopranos, you got, it's up to you. He's not going to tell you whether Tony Soprano dies or not when it goes to black. But he did slip a few months back and called it his death scene.
Right. So a guy finally got him on the couch and said, did you slip? Did you have another idea in mind when it came to the ending of The Sopranos? What really happened?
For the 2018 book, The Sopranos Sessions, which guys who wrote at the time, I think, for the New Jersey Star-Ledger, which was the paper Tony always read, Matt Zollersites and Alan Sepinwall, they interviewed you and asked you to talk about the June 10th, 2007 series finale with, of course, Don't Stop Believing and the famous Cut to Black and all of that. You said, quote, well, I had that death scene in mind for years before, close quote.
Yeah, so that was the quote that people went, what? What?
Right.
And I said that.
A, do you remember specifically when the ending first came to you? And B, was that a slip of the tongue?
Was it?
I'm asking you.
No.
No?
Because the scene I had in my mind was not that scene.
Okay.
Nor did I think of cutting to black. At that, I had a scene in which Tony comes back from a meeting in New York in his car. You know, every at the beginning of every show, he came from New York into New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And the last scene was going to be him coming from New Jersey back into New York for a meeting at which he was going to be killed.
Whacked.
And when did the alternative ending first? Do you remember when it occurred to you?
Yeah.
But not like, it's not the kind of thing where sometimes I've spoken with showrunners who say, I know at the beginning exactly how my show's going to end. Or by season.
Now, would he be considered a showrunner?
Yeah, he's a showrunner.
Oh, okay.
Three or whatever. It sounds like when you were writing, you like to stay six scripts ahead of where you were in the action.
Yeah, but I think I had this notion. I was driving on Ocean Park Boulevard near the airport, and I saw a little restaurant. It was kind of like a shack that served breakfast. And for some reason, I thought, Tony should get it in a place like that. Why? I don't know. Right. That was like 2 years before.
What did you make of the reaction to the finale where... you know, the whole episode was great, but people sort of fixated on...
Yeah, nobody said anything about the episode.
That's true. Nobody did.
All about the ending.
And is that annoying?
I had no idea it would cause that much. I mean, I forget what was going on in Iraq or someplace. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter. Or London had been bombed. Right. Nobody was talking about that. They were talking about The Sopranos.
No, we're talking about both. We can hold two thoughts in our head.
I couldn't.
It was incredible to me.
Well,
I had no idea it would be that much of an uproar. Was it annoying? What was annoying was how many people wanted to see Tony killed. That bothered me.
They wanted to see it. They wanted confirmation. They
wanted to know that Tony was killed. They wanted to see him go face down in the linguine, you know.
Right, in the linguine.
I've watched this guy for 7 years, and I know he's a... But don't tell me you don't love him in some way. Don't tell me you're not on his side in some way.
Right.
Now you want to see him killed. You want justice done. You're a criminal after watching this show.
Right.
That's you, Anthony. It's talking to you.
Yeah, so we wanted closure, and I think this was somewhat of a closure for me because he's the only guy that knows. So if he dies without telling anybody, nobody will ever know.
No, but here's the thing. I wonder, I don't know that he really knows. I think he did that scene leaving it open to interpretation, to people going, did he get whacked? Did he not get whacked? I mean, here's the thing. Remember Tony, and we've discussed this before, when Tony was in the boat with whoever it was, what's his face?
Right.
What's the actor's name? The big
Steve
fat guy?
Steve Scripa.
Yes, he's the Steve Sherpa character.
Yeah.
And he said
Bobby Bacala. Something,
Bobby Bacala. And he said something like, you know, when it's over, it's just blackness. Like it just goes to black or something to that effect. You know, when they whack you, you don't see it coming. It's just it's blackness. It's over. And that's what we saw. So it seems pretty obvious to me that he got whacked, and we're seeing it from Tony's perspective rather than from our perspective, which we'd seen the whole time. We see it from, we've been watching everybody get killed. We see them get whacked. We never see it from the perspective of the person getting murdered.
Right. That's why it was brilliant.
Right. And I think that's what we saw in that moment. But that's my interpretation. I think that's why the ending was so brilliant, is because it leaves it up to an interpretation. And I think more shows should do that. They should leave it to the audience to decide pivotal moments rather than spoon feed us every little thing that happens.
Yeah, I see your point, because if you remember 6 Feet Under, they had to close every character on how they died.
What their death was, yeah.
Yeah, so we knew exactly how everybody died in that show. And so that was a different closure than The Sopranos.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's fitting to the show. Like seeing how... So if you're a 6 Feet Under fan, you know that in that very last scene, Lauren Ambrose is in the car, the redhead daughter, I forget her character's name. Mm-hmm. She's in the car driving across country, and she's sort of wistfully thinking about life, and you go into her future where you're seeing how everybody in the show gets murdered, gets killed or dies or whatever, which makes sense because it's 6 Feet Under. It's about death. It's about, you know, family morticians. That makes sense, just the way that The Sopranos ending also makes sense, because Tony gave us hints and clues all along that ending was coming. So I don't know what bullshit David Chase was telling The Hollywood Reporter, but I think he's right. The minute he saw that place on the side of the road, he said, this is how and where Tony's going to die.
I love that it's been 15 years and we're still talking about this scene in a TV show.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's who we are as a culture, if you think about it. I mean, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt have been divorced for 15. They've been divorced longer than they were even married. Mm-hmm. And people still talk about Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, and Jennifer Aniston. You know, we talk about the things in pop culture that intrigue us, that trick our brain, that make us think. And these are the things that made us think.
But 15 years ago, we can still talk about it like it happened last Sunday.
I know. It's pretty cool.
That it bothers me that much. I still go back and I still watch the show now.
Yeah, right. That's how good a show it was.
Yeah. And now we have to go back because Dexter is going to start next week.
Yeah. I don't have Showtime. Do you?
No.
So what are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to have to
watch Showtime.
Watch it on the free thing.
On the stick, yeah.
On the stick. I have to. Yeah. And I have to go back now and watch at least the last season.
So we did. We went back and we watched Dexter from the beginning. And I will tell you.
From the beginning?
From the beginning.
That's a long trip.
Every bit of it holds up except for the Jimmy Smith season. The minute Jimmy Smith starts, just fast forward to the last season. Don't even bother with Jimmy Smith. It's terrible.
Still one of the greatest shows. And I can't wait to see what they do with this one.